Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. We've been listening to a little bit of Anushka Shankar that was crossing the Rubicon. I hope your Wednesday is off to a great start. And I'm usually on Mondays at 9, and I've switched over to Wednesday morning, so I hope you'll tune in. If you're not familiar with the show, you can visit the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Standing by to kick off today's show is Nathaniel Paul Hoff and Jillian Spiesch. We are going to talk about their incredible film, State of the Unity, which they directed. It was released Friday, September 8th, and shown in Los Angeles at the Chinese Theater on September 11th and September 8th. It's available on digital on demand October 6th. And all the information, including the trailer, is up on the show blog. And that, again, is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. They are joining us right now. Hi, welcome, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here with you today.
What an incredible film. Could you give us a little synopsis without giving too much away?
Yeah, basically, State of the Unity is a 50-state journey in 2016, uniting people with music, community, and collaboration. We had people sign our touring vehicle with their message of unity and interviewed them and asked them and said, hey, where is this country at? Where are we going? How do we bring people together? And we did that for 9 months. Then we took the car at the end, which was an art piece, and auctioned it off for a children's hospital to benefit a music therapist. Then from there, we took the film for 7 years, refined it, edited it, and improved it, and turned it into the film that it is now, which comes out this Friday, called State of the Unity.
Oh, so because I thought it came out early September.
It's actually coming out. It's actually the Apple TV
digital
pre-order is now
yes.
live, and it comes out this Friday. So super excited to get it out, which the anticipation is growing. So hopefully that's a good thing that the word's getting out there.
You know, it was so interesting. You were completely, both of you, unfiltered. Jillian, I loved your perspective. Like, it really took its toll. I mean, how do two people stay in a car driving all over the country and still get along without, like, strapping one of them to the roof?
I mean, right. Well, that was really the trick. So I had figured out that we were living from 27 square feet together. And I know for a fact you can only do this with your best friend, with someone you love so much. Mm-hmm. But there were times on the road where we would get hangry, and I would be annoyed with him. He would get annoyed with me. And then we just have this process where it's like, okay, we're annoyed. We need to, like, breathe and just, like, take a beat.
Yes.
Because you couldn't go back. You know, you were out there, and you're moving every day towards this idea of, is unity possible in America? What does unity look like?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were actually, you know, just inside of it, and we were becoming the living embodiment of this. If we couldn't make it, if I left, I said, this is too hard. I'm sick and tired of sleeping in the car. I've got an eye twitcher. I don't know where we're going to do laundry at. If I at any point just was like, forget it, then the whole thing wouldn't have made sense, you know?
Yeah.
And we ended up cutting all the shots of me strapped to the hood going 70 miles an hour. So didn't make a final film, but they were there. Let me tell you.
With a sock stuffed in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, survival in its purest form.
I know, and you were dining on vending machine food, you know, and Jillian shared the stuff you were eating. I'm like, oh, gosh, I would just be beside myself.
You know, it was, you know, you just, when you're in it to win it. And I was like, all right, I'm committed to this no matter what it takes. So I have to say that my dream now is to have, like, a real kitchen with, like, a kitchen covered of, like, spices and fresh food.
Of course.
A dream of mine.
And one of the things I want to say, too, is I think it highlights our true optimism, because by the time Jillian gets to the rice and beans chip, she's at least optimistic that it might be good, as opposed to the first two things that she kind of groans at. So, you know, we're optimists, and optimists in the car, but also optimists for the country.
Yes. Now, can you share, I remember seeing this in the film, you know, it was really dark one night, you're driving along, and I think you, Nathaniel, came up with this vision, and then Jillian captured it on film.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was a vision that came to me at the passing of my grandfather, somebody who was married for 55 years. He was a Republican. My grandma was a Democrat, 55 years married and in love with 10 kids.
Wow.
And when he and my grandmother actually both passed in 2015, I two pillars in my life had really been removed. And so it created kind of an existential crisis. You know, mm-hmm. Dylan and I are on an amazing journey in music and in film, but we're not going to bring 10 kids into the world. So mm-hmm. we're like, how do we honor his legacy with what we do? And so we thought, you know, we wanted to create a space that reminded me of a kid growing up in being in my grandparents' house where it was an open space. They would welcome people of all walks of life. He was the Notre Dame timekeeper for Notre Dame football for 35 years. And so there'd be people coming in from all over the city, different people. And he was always so welcoming and encouraging. And so we wanted to create a space like that. And what I thought was if we could have people sign their message of unity, that is the act of signing that actually can bring people together, and that message can move forward literally on a car going to all 50 states. So when this idea came to me, it was very in line with playing music and doing the art, but also honoring his legacy. And this is kind of the completion of that grief cycle, but also bringing that to a closure here with the film coming out this week. And so it's just been a divine inspiration. And this whole thing, I think, really speaks to the fact that we need this film now more than ever in this country. We're more divided than we were 8 years ago. And that's why I think this film has the chance to really rise up to the challenge, because we believe it's a great film. We also believe it speaks to where the country is right now and where the country's headed.
Right. Well, it is ironic how timely it is, sadly. But it's perfect timing because of everything that's gone on politically. And all you have to do is check out the news every single day and the violence. It's a scary world, and it feels that there are so many cracks in the system. And I feel that, and you captured this so well, and I remember Jillian, you know, I think a gentleman approached the car, and at first, you know, it's unsettling. You don't know who's coming over, their reaction. Right. Talk about that a little, please.
Yeah, so one of the things about living from the Unity car was that there were thousands of messages of unity and peace written all over the outside of it. So you always were on, you know, people were stopping at gas, you know, stations, or they're saying, hey, what is this? Or we'd be at a stoplight and they'd roll down the window and be like, this is so cool, what is this? And I'd say, hey, go to the next gas station and you can sign it with your message of unity. And I just remember this one particular gentleman, his name was Sean. I was by myself pumping gas. My husband was in the gas station, and he came up to me pretty quickly, and I wasn't quite sure what to say because his energy was really intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, where's this going?
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, what's up with the car? And I just remember being like, you know, it's called the Unity car and you can sign it if you want to. And I just was, you know, a little uncomfortable because he was just coming so close up to me.
Of course. Yeah.
And I just remember being like, okay, just take a deep breath, like give him a Sharpie and say, hey, you're welcome here among all the other signatures. And Jillian, you're going to be fine. Like whatever you think, you're going to be fine. So, and then I end up talking to this gentleman and he lost his best friend to an overdose mm-hmm. like the day before.
Ugh.
And so I ended up just giving him the biggest hug and I said a prayer over him. And I just mm-hmm. remember thinking, oh, wow, we live in a broken culture,
mm-hmm.
right? You know,
yes.
we don't know. I don't know who is going to be touched by the car. I don't know who I'm going to get a conversation with, but I have to stay open
mm-hmm.
and I have to make sure that we together are loving and creating space for all voices
yes.
to sign the car.
Yeah.
And so in moving forward, this film in a lot of ways is a love letter to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the media has really polarized us and it has allowed us to become polarized. We're doing it by choice, by consuming media. And in a way, they're having a lot of control and power over us. But when I stepped out of that kind of matrix and I said, okay, I'm just going to go talk to Americans mm-hmm. one-on-one here.
Yes. Well, it's almost like, and I find this in the work I do. I have students here at UC Irvine. Yes. So they are feeling extreme disconnect, isolation, depression. Even though we're back in person, no one has really thought about what are the effects of what they just lived through the pandemic. And so what you've done, and you captured so well, both of you, is you bring people together in this unity to feel that their voice matters and they can contribute to something with social activism. And the joy on their faces is so well captured in the film.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to speak exactly to that. I do feel that we are living through a time where people are struggling to put food on the table for their families. We've met with fathers who don't know where their next job is going to be. We've met with mothers who don't quite know how they're going to afford the groceries and how they're going to take care of their kids. And, you know, we've met with kids who aren't sure that they're going to be living in the same communities that they're going to be living through going through the next 5 years. And I think that kind of speaks to where we're at as a country. We've gone through some difficult times, but we're also still going through some difficult times. And this film, you know, really does examine what it's like to pursue your dreams in a world where the resources are extremely limited. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we really wanted to capture, the fact that, you know, sometimes you have to sleep in your car and eat out of, you know, vending machines in order to make your dreams not even come true, but just to pursue a dream that you know is worth pursuing. And we just hope at this time that people, that they can at least give this film a chance to take a look at it and see what we're bringing to the table in this time. And we hope that it can lift people's spirits and give people a little bit more empathy, even knowing that we're all struggling through this time together financially. But I hope we can make it through. Yes. And we'll make it through stronger.
Well, and your message of connection, we need to connect with one another. And you do that through music. You've done this with the car. I also want to mention, listeners, now you both met in high school?
Yes, we did. I was 15 and Nathaniel is 17 years old.
High school sweethearts from the heartland.
That's right.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And you got married after college, right?
We did. We got married in 2013 in South Bend in this really beautiful barn that we helped rehab with the owner.
Of course you did. Actually, of course.
We actually were both Division I athletes, and we always encourage people to take a guess at what, since you've seen the film,
Let's see, I'm supposed to guess what sports? Oh, I think I lost you. Uh-oh.
We were actually...
Wait.
I think we might have lost you there. But
yeah, you lost me. Okay, you said, guess what Division I sport you played?
Yes.
Track?
Track, that's close.
That's a good guess.
I think with the long hair and everything, we do look like track players. But we were actually both Division I golfers.
Really?
We grew up playing on municipal courses in South Bend, and so that's how we met, and we were able to be together through college, and then music was always something that I did since I was like 12 years old, and Dylan did it
since I was like eight.
And so it was a natural fit that we were gonna meet and ultimately have a, you know,
fall
had a lot of fun.
And you still like each other. Wow.
Yeah.
We do a whole lot.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The power of music in your lives has been tremendous. And my show is called Get the Funk Out. And any advice for people that are going through a difficult time, mentally, emotionally, you know, how to find joy and get out of that funk?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we are big believers in immersing yourself in music daily. So I think one of the big things of our culture, because in a lot of ways right now we are living.
Oh, I lost you again. Where'd you go?
Things, there's ailments, social media is causing mental problems and all sorts of things are kind of working against this life-affirming culture. So what we would say for someone who's struggling right now is go after life-affirming activities, mm-hmm. moving your body, dancing to music, listening to things that lift up your spirit, not watching things that get you down, whether it's the news or, you know, horror movies. Fill your life with life-affirming videos and books and go out and reach out to people in your community. Go to community gatherings where people are teaching each other how to cook.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you need to connect with life and just get off the grid a bit and just be in person. Get out in person, do purpose-driven initiatives.
And we also say, you know, I think the most important thing is that this film kind of is turning the mirror on ourselves. I mean, unity starts in any journey, whether it's mental health, trying to bring people together through taking a car on the road to all 50 states, mm-hmm. all these journeys that we're on as humans on this planet, you know, the film, I think, flips the mirror and says, hey, you have to start within. You know, if you are struggling, we have to somehow figure that out in our own world. And I think that the film is kind of looking at two people who have little to no resources, which I think a lot of people can relate with these days. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, how do we improve ourselves? You know, we're not beacons of unity, but maybe we can go on this journey to improve our understanding of unity. And we really did. And so that's the thing that I think, when I think about getting through anything, you know, when you watch this film, any journey always starts with just one little bit of motion. And whether that's, you know, mental health and one step in getting healthier, mm-hmm. or whether that be depression and taking, you know, one step in trying to improve your situation. But always know that there's so many people out there that you are struggling along with. And this film is really, you know, getting into that area where people can say, yeah, this is where they started, this is where I'm started. And we hope that in the end, people can be inspired, because if you can solve the problems in the mirror, then you can take that to your kitchen table. Then you can take that to the people in your home. Then you can take it to your street. Then you can take it to your city, and so on and so forth, to your state, to your country. But it always starts within. So we encourage people to take that journey, but to start with the very basic things, and that's taking care of yourself.
Definitely. Yeah, because that's the foundation. If you're not good to you, then you can't be good to other people. And, you know, and you know, I always say also to students that, you know, you might have a 4.6 and have done all the right things and sacrificed, and then you don't get into your dream school or that dream job. And if you're not healthy mentally and you don't have good coping skills, then you're nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What would you like to see happen with this film? Because you talked about wanting to reach out to students, but I feel like, you know, we're very aligned, because I feel like we need a blueprint for change immediately. But mm-hmm. what would you like to see happen with this film, and how it can impact people?
Yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things that I would love to see is just this film continuing to start conversations. And the conversations that it's already started, we've seen it at the film festivals, we've seen it at the premiere in Los Angeles. You know, it's asking deeper questions about what it means to be in unity, what unity even means, right? I mean, it's not a shared narrative of a future. It's a narrative of a shared future. We have to enter into the future knowing that we have to continue to hold space for those that we don't always agree with. And so I think that this message can resonate on a very interpersonal level. I think that I'd love to have people watching it in their homes and starting conversations around what the film means and how they can implement it into their own lives and challenge what they've been told through the media, what they've been told and taught growing up. And then I also hope that the film can resonate on a higher level and can reach, you know, millions of families, millions of people, and then ultimately maybe even reach some politicians who I think need to hear this message, which is all about, you know, just because we don't agree with someone does not mean that they are the villain. You know, we can have political disagreements and still, you know, agree to be decent to each other. And I think that that kind of speaks to the fact that this film is not a political film. This film goes beyond politics. This film goes beyond where, you know, it's not trying to control and manipulate. This is just trying to inspire. Mm-hmm. And I hope that there's people out there in positions of power, and also people who are just, you know, going about their everyday business, who can enjoy this film, share this film, and start a meaningful conversation about what healing might look like going forward, what holding empathy in the human heart looks like going forward for each other, and just take that message and continue to resonate. And who knows where it will take us? We have no clue. If we would have tried to predict where this film would be right now, we would have had no idea.
So we would have undershot it by like a mile.
We're excited to see where it continues to start conversations.
Definitely. Are you trying to show this at schools, or you're not there yet?
Yes, we would. That's like one of our biggest goals. We would love to get this in schools. And we would love to just keep sharing it between, I think that high schoolers would probably grasp these all the way through college. Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity this June to screen the film and do a Q&A and a live performance for all of the teachers in the leadership program of the state of Arizona. So hundreds and hundreds of teachers got to see it there. And that was very powerful. That was something we didn't ever imagine happening, that the teachers would all get to see it first. So, yes, we would love to share it with students and teachers.
Amazing. I mean, I could see that definitely happening. You can even do, you know, put up a gigantic mural for students to contribute to, and then, you know, walk away with that. I had a guest on my show, Willie Baronet from SMU, and he buys the signs from people that are experiencing homelessness. And he'll give them like, you know, $5, $10. But it's not just buying the sign. He sits down and he has a conversation about their story and what's happening. And these people are just shocked because no one, you know, but he just walks by. And so what he's done now, and you should look him up, is he has a documentary, and then he also has a traveling art exhibit of the signs from all over. It's so cool.
See, I love that. Activism mm-hmm. is so.
You dropped out there. Wait, the activism is so. All right.
Our film and what he's doing, and a lot of what you're doing as well with your book, mm-hmm. is showing that we, the people, have the power. We need to make sure that we know that, because when I look in the mirror, it's like, I am the one I've been waiting for. You are the one I've been waiting for, you know? Mm-hmm. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We've got to activate. We've got to wake up. We've got to get in there and say, hey, I have a voice, and I can actually make a change even with little resources like we did with State of the Unity.
Yes. Well, and you captured this really well when there were people that came up and signed the car, and they were different ethnicities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, the one thing that we noticed across this country was that, you know, going into this journey, I think I had this vision of what generosity is. I always imagined that generosity is like, you know, one person giving a dollar to another person. But what we learned is that there's so many different languages across this country, and that people are truly generous on so many levels. You have generosity of time, you have generosity of spirit, you have generosity of housing. People would house us in places, and when we were, you know, they would generosity of food. And what we found is that, you know, people would be moved by the message, and they would respond in their own language. And what we learned was to hold empathy in our hearts, because when you're out on the road living from your car, sometimes you need a meal, sometimes you need a place to stay, sometimes you need a dollar.
Yes.
And people would always rise up and give in their own way, in their own language, and continue to lift us up. And that was such a powerful source of healing for us, because it opened our own minds to what generosity looks like, how generous people truly are, and when they have something, they're willing to share it, you know. And I think that everybody on the car was able to reflect in their own language what this journey of bringing people together looks like going forward. And it was a powerful, powerful story that every time I watch the film, I still feel empathy, because I think sometimes it's hard to understand other languages or other people, but in watching the film, you realize there's a lot that brings us together, and sometimes it's literally the words that we're using.
Yes. One other thing I want to add to is there was a moment, and I'm not going to give it away, but you experienced something, and it was like the lowest of the low. It's just, you know, it's like no other film where you have this moment where things are good, and then all of a sudden they come crashing down, and you're like, now what?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, someone out of nowhere makes a comment like, hey, can I sign your car? This means so much to me. And the joy on your faces was tremendous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was... The truth is that this whole journey was a journey in human understanding and getting back to what does it mean to be a real human, mm-hmm. not a human that is super, super, you know, on one side of the line. You know, this film is about coming back to the center and saying, hey, I'm here, you're here, we're here in person, and is there a way that I can help you and you can help me, and we can kind of lift each other up in this kind of life-affirming vision of what we want moving forward. And so when this scene happened, I just remember just having like, oh my gosh, this is so divinely planned. How does this happen? You know, how does mm-hmm. this, how does someone just find us in one of our lowest moments and lifted us up completely out of that? It was just so cool.
It was beautiful. It was captured so well.
Thank you.
Anyone else you want to give a shout out to who helped with the film?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know if we'll have enough time, but I mean, there's so many people that have helped us make this film. It's incredible. Dalton Meisner, Charna Sherman, Garage Creative, you know, all the people at Blue, Freestyle Digital Media, Donna Kroll.
Patrons, Donna and her husband, and, you know, Catherine Perry and her husband. There's just been so many beautiful people that have lifted this film up.
The truth is that I think that the Unity Collective, what you see on screen, is truly a Unity Collective. Mm-hmm. But what you also may not have seen, but how the film actually made it to the screen, has been another story mm-hmm. that we hope to share at some point. Don't know how we will, if it'll be a narrative film or whatever.
Okay.
But we really do believe that this whole story has been about how communities can lift up voices, and how communities, you know, they lift up voices that they need. And sometimes it's not the media pushing it. It's just literally human to human. It's P2P. It's person to person. And it's sharing something that moves their hearts. And we've been really, really, you know, aided by that all throughout the making of the film, as you can see in it, and also in the post-production process. And we're just so thankful, and thankful to all the others we can't think of as well. There's so many we could go on and on, but, you know, thanks for this opportunity to do that as well.
Absolutely. Anywhere people can get information on viewing the film or following you?
Yes. So you can go to stateoftheunity.com for more information around the film. You can also go on thebergamot.com. So our band is called The Bergamot, and we've been doing that for 13 years. And so you can find our music there and more information on the film. And you spell Bergamot, B-E-R-G-A-M-O-T, with the word the in front of it.
Okay. And you were originally based in Brooklyn, or you still are?
So our last place that we had a post at, postcode, was in Brooklyn, New York. We've been nomadic making this film, and we spent the last 3 years out west between Los Angeles and Arizona and Vegas.
Okay, and where are you now?
And we're in L.A. now.
Okay, I'm in Orange County. That's cool. I was going to say, you're in a car in the middle of, you know, Virginia.
Yes.
All right.
We should hang.
No, I'd love to meet you both in person. That would be great.
We'd love to meet you, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and let's stay in touch. And just congratulations. This is a beautiful film. Did you submit it to the Newport Beach Film Festival?
We were just looking at that one, and maybe we'll be sending it in this year. Yeah, that'd be really cool. I've heard that they present films in a very unique and fun manner.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. It would be great. I could see the film there. Yeah.
Ooh, we'd love that. Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Congratulations. I'll talk to you soon.
Can't wait.
Bye-bye.
Sign on. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Nathaniel and Jillian talking about their film, State of the Unity. And the trailer is up on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. This film is a powerful film about unity, about bringing people together, about purpose-driven initiatives. And it's available, in digital format. And you can get all the details, again, on the show blog. We're going to take a little break. And then we will be back. If you want to find out about being a guest, you can send me an email to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, @KUCI.org. I've been doing the show since 2011. I cannot believe it. I was originally on Mondays at 9, and I've just switched over in the fall to Wednesdays at 9. So I hope you'll tune in. And every show that I've ever done is on the show blog since 2011, and some are in video because of the pandemic, and many are in audio format and podcast. So again, the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and we'll take a little break, and we'll be back.